I am sitting here in my studio as the rain steadily, really steadily drips on the skylight here in this room. And I'm curled up with a mug of tea and my favorite green mug. And I'm reading a book of poetry by Mary Lou Sinelli. It's called Craving Water, Poems of Ordinary Life in a Northwest Village. And I bought it some time ago. I don't honestly remember when, in a bookstore here in my corner of the world in the Pacific Northwest. And for some reason, yesterday, I pulled it from the shelf as I gathered a few more books of poetry to share with my students in Poem It Out. And I have been really devouring this book. It is reminding me, at the perfect time as I begin to teach a new class, it is reminding me of why I love poetry. And more than that, it's really giving me the gift of feeling deeply seen by a poet who has, in just 24 hours, become a companion for me at this time in my life. And so I feel really moved to share one of her poems with you, because I think that maybe you need to hear it as much as I did. It's called The View by Mary Lou Sinelli. Your children sleep, and you drift downstream light as balsa. The river widens as you remember, no matter how many you are filtered through by day, you, family of one, are separate. Kids need plenty, and in spite of how vast your fatigue, you work to provide. Time whirls, cuts up your days, bits scatter here and there. By evening, you salvage the excess, any scrap large enough to wad. You don't believe a male god has the strength to nurture this world, not of muscle, but mind. How many men do you know, you ask, who are kind in the hub of chaos, patient as the shipwreck of family life keels over in the sand? On one of those insufferable days, when you need to cry a good long cry, or else get angry, you walk to the summit of town, to the rim of the high school tennis court, where rain pools, shimmers like ice. The view of our village, haloed between sea and sky, turns your troubles into the tiniest thing, softens the fear that binds your shoulders into stone. Slowly, sureness returns and folds you whole and near as the roof of your car is a feather quilt you lie under. Slowly, sureness returns and folds you whole and near as the roof of your car is a feather quilt you lie under. The View by Mary Lou Sinelli. May your day be full of knowing you are not alone wherever you are right now. And may you imagine a feather quilt when you most need it. Namaste.